When families don't have access to diapers, it's not a pretty picture. Alicia Haycock, co-director of Western North Carolina's Only Diaper Bank, says parents who can't afford diapers may have to resort to unpleasant tactics.
Sometimes families will also use things like trash bags or plastic bags or paper towels in lieu of a diaper. They also sometimes try to wash and reuse disposable diapers, like try to clean them out and reuse them, which is a health risk.
Haycock and her colleague Megan Lyon Lemena run Babies Need Bottoms, one of only a few diaper banks in North Carolina. Similar to a food bank, diaper banks receive contributions and distribute them to those in need. In 6 years, the organization has supplied more than 1 million diapers to parents, guardians, and partner organizations. These diaper banks attempt to provide what the federal government currently does not: diapers for families in need throughout the state. Lemena says programs designed to help low-income families don't cover diapers.
We consider diapers to be critical infrastructure. So diapers are not covered by any public assistance programs. So if you are considered eligible for things like WIC and food stamps or Medicaid, you've been identified as low income or having some vulnerabilities socially, you cannot use any of that support to purchase diapers. So that means families that we know don't have enough are struggling to meet their basic needs.
Families with young children face another challenge. The cost of diapers has increased by more than 20% since 2018, according to Nielsen IQ, a data firm that tracks consumer prices. The increased cost puts a strain on family budgets.
To diaper a child for a year is well over $1,000.
And that's not the only cost. Lemena says there are other expenses too.
And it's not just purchasing diapers. So families need wipes. Rash cream is an important supply that is expensive, and we provide when we have it.
The problem was difficult before the pandemic, and Lemena says the need skyrocketed in the pandemic, increasing by 400%. Kelly Massengale is a Durham-based researcher for the National Diaper Bank Network. She says that despite the prevalence of diaper need, the problem is often, quote, invisible.
Diaper need is something that a lot of times people don't think about, especially if they've not diapered a child or never had the experience of wondering how they were going to diaper a child if they couldn't afford the diapers.
Diaper insecurity creates a lot of health and social problems. When families don't have enough diapers, caretakers tend to keep their young children in dirty diapers for unhygienic amounts of time. Staying in dirty diapers makes children fussier, impacts their ability to sleep, and can cause developmental problems. Diaper shortages may also lead to social isolation. It is more difficult to bring your kid to story time or the library with a dirty diaper. Lemena says it can even keep a child from being able to attend childcare.
If you cannot access childcare, you cannot work or attend school or potentially even leave your home.
A pilot program from the federal government gave $1.2 million to the state for diaper need, but none of those funds came to Western North Carolina. Some members of Congress have proposed bills to help fund diapers, but no measure has passed. Messengale says Medicaid expansion in the state may offer relief for some families. Tennessee is slated to become the first state in the nation to supplement the cost of diapers through its Medicaid program.
I'm hopeful that in North Carolina, we might look to our neighbors to see what is possible for improving access to diapers for families.
Lemena says she believes a simple policy change at the state level could make a big difference.
One thing that I would love to see happen in the state of North Carolina is to repeal the diaper tax. It's happening all across the country. If we're not going to include it in a state or a federal public assistance program, like, let's at least give families a little break at the grocery store when they're buying their diapers.
For BPR News, I'm Laura Hackett.